Ali has sent the Hashemite men to fight with us.
The Caliph's successor has to be his supporter, not his enemy.
As long as the people from the Bani Hashir tribe stay at the door, no one will draw their sword.
Where is the commander of the faithful?
He's taken shelter in the corner, out of fear from the faithful. Why are you carrying a sword, O Hanafiya's son?
We've come here to protect the commander of the faithful. If the rebels want to remove the caliph, they have to face the Bani Hashem tribe.
Why doesn't Ali leave the caliph's dead body alone?
My brothers Hassan, Hussein, and Abbas are at the door. With the help of God, the young men from the Bani Hashem tribe won't let anyone lay a hand on the caliph.
As long as the caliph has God, he doesn't need Ali or his son's help. Go.
We've come here as our father Ali ordered, and we'll only leave here if the commander of the faithful Osman
Ali,
orders.
Ali, Ali, Ali! His shadow weighs heavily everywhere. Ali's supporters are supposed to fight with Ali's sons. It's just like my right hand wants to fight with my left hand. If Ali is honest, he should push the rebels out of Medina.
The rebels had left the city. You made them angry with the letter you wrote, with the caliph's blood, and then they returned, Marwan. You're crazy about ruling, and now you have to face the consequences. The house is under siege. No one can make the rebels lift the siege. This time they want your blood and the dismissal of the caliph.
The Umayyad tribe should be ashamed that they have sat down so the Bani Hashem tribe would guard their house. Oh, death, where are you? Why are you running away from Marwan?
He went out.
Come with me.
Be quiet, Marwan! Marwan!
Oh, you faithful man and woman! It's me, Marwan! The person you want to kill! I was the one who wrote the decree to kill the Egyptians! The caliph didn't have any role in it. A God-fearing caliph who repents and cries at the mosque would never break his pledge. I was the one who broke the pledge because I hadn't pledged anything to you. Before the caliph repented in the mosque, I considered the caliph's enemies as legitimate targets to be killed. You're from the tribe whose men can only grow hair. If you shave your mustache and beard and put some rouge in your cheeks and stay at home, you'll look more like men than you do now. If your women had to come here and draw their swords and would have come here to fight with some people who have no army or supporter, you wouldn't have to be ashamed for eternity of killing a helpless caliph. Even if the number of women is as big as an army, they still can't fight with a man. You're a big army that doesn't know God or God's caliph. Go, because if I draw my sword, I'll put your entire army of fake men to death all on my own.
Hey, you lizard son. It's me, Nia Asrami, Muhammad's companion. I've heard the same rhetoric many times from your ancestors on the battlefields. Whenever the noose gets tighter, you and your ancestors are so arrogant that you consider it shameful to say that you are sorry. You're always in the habit of begging in a reverse way. Lay down your sword and surrender, Marwan. These people are not here to shed anyone's blood.
They killed Nia Asrami. They killed the prophet's companion. It's a disaster. It's a disaster. It's a disaster.
It's terrible.
You're a coward. You killed the messenger of God's companion.
The messenger of God's companion had blocked the way to the house of God's caliph.
If Ali's sons weren't in your house, I would have brought that house down on your head.
Oh, son of Odes, stop the flow of water into their house. If you keep them thirsty, then they will beg you. Cut off the flow of water, I say. Stop water from going into their house.
Valid. Valid.
What the hell?
Are you hopeful about the army of the Levant?
I'm only hopeful about the pomegranate that I'm squeezing in my hand.
You know, I think it's a mistake to follow Marwan. Why are we staying here?
I don't know anything about you, crazy camel. But I'm staying here in order to occupy the Kufa Palace once again.
You useless fat man. Do you want Kufa so you can lose it for a sip of wine?
I want Kufa because of its black-eyed girl.
You are delirious, you idiot. Have you forgotten that we're under siege? You don't have the courage of a real man.
The sons of the Umayyad tribe tasted manliness, but they didn't like the taste. You're a good example of a man, you idiot. I sold Kufa for a sip of wine. What kind of dirt did you drink? That Malik Al-Ashtar kicked you out of Kufa. I'll give you the rest of the speech later.
It was the last jug of drinkable water we had, Uncle Waleed. Now we only have salt water in the house.
we'll look to the sticky sky of Hejaz, my darling niece. Rely on God. He might have mercy on the sinful sons of the Umayyad tribe, my darling.
Oh? Is that you, Mariam?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Haven't you slept? Oh. Why have you stayed awake until this time of night?
Getting a good night's sleep needs peace of mind. We're besieged.
The rebels have come here to hunt me. You can sleep without a worry.
You're besieged by your arrogance, and I'm besieged by you. I have decided to break the siege tonight.
I can believe it. You can easily break anything you want.
Both sides should be like each other to get something done. And you can easily betray people. Look into the mirror. We weren't supposed to remain fresh unilaterally. What has kept you so fresh, O son of Hakam?
The slap of love.
People like you don't deserve love. Tonight I'll be a poet.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I'm all ears.
At the night of our wedding, you recited some of Solomon's odes to me. And tonight, we'll finish them with Solomon's odes, Marvan. Now, this is Solomon's throne. And many brave, sword-wielding warriors are surrounding it. Tonight is the night of horror, and the swords are drawn. You, Marvan. You were the sweetest sin in my life. From now on, I repent. I will never let my hands, my feet, my eyes follow my heart.
Mariam.
You're dead, Marvan.
But... I'm still alive. A living dog is better than a dead lion.
I wish you were a dead dog, so I could be proud of your loyalty.
Oh. Don't touch my shroud, Mariam.
Oh, Valid. I'm dying of thirst.
Mariam. Marwan.
Who's the man of this house?
Marwan.
The caliph is thirsty.
Mariam, wait. Where are you going, Mariam? For this inhumane tribe, there's no difference between men and women. Mariam.
Guy might drink all the water.
Shame on the Umayyad tribe that has to get water from the murderers of its ancestors. Oh, death, where are you? I want to fight with a real warrior.
No, Wodan. We don't kill pigs.
You're pigs. You only look like men.
You wretched foul-mouthed jerk.
A dead body. would have killed me instead of you. Darling. Marwan, my darling.
Ah, welcome, Tala, the source of goodness. Tell me, are you going to say your prayers with the people or with Zubair?
It's not noon yet.
Well, you can say Turakat prayers to thank God. The main caliph is dead. The one who is praying in a corner in that house is a harmless caliph, completely harmless.
If Ali hadn't given him water, he would also be finished off by now.
Did you see the vulture of the caliphate, Abu Ghatam?
We have to be careful.
Oh, son of Oday, if you're really planning to kill the caliph, then you have to get into the house from behind the building.
No, Mogarai, no. We want to take the caliph's gear, not his life.
But as you know full well, the caliph is wearing the gear, you rebel. You imprisoned him in his house for 40 days. You cut off the water flow into his house. People in this house must be very thirsty. His son-in-law was killed. Well, if the caliph wanted to give up the gear, he would have surrendered by now, don't you think? The caliph has made the gear his shroud, and now you have no option but to kill him. This is the only way forward, I'm afraid. The caliph must be killed. Oh, son of Odess, from the wall behind the building.
It's me, Maryam, the daughter of God's Caliph, the mother of Jesus' namesake, and the daughter of justice, with unkempt hair and a heart full of pain. Won't stand in the palace of justice and cry. Oh, mothers of Medina, laugh with me. Laugh with me. Now the caliph has decided that his gear be his shroud. He's locked himself up and just prays and whispers, "We're the eternal guests of God." Yes, we are the eternal guests of God.
The caliph was murdered. Medina, the city of the Messenger of God, was full of tension and apprehension. Nobody knew who the next caliph would be. During those ominous days, Imam Ali stayed at home and grieved for the murdered caliph. The grief-stricken people gathered in the mosque of Medina. The sheikh sat down for consultation to find a caliph for the gear of the caliph that had remained without owner.
The Caliph is dead, not the Caliphate. Are you grieving and just looking to the sky so God would send down a Caliph for you? Muhammad was the last prophet connected to God. Why isn't anyone wearing the Caliph's gear 7 days after his death? The news of the old Caliph's death should be given to the region simultaneously with the news of the new Caliph's appointment. Otherwise, dogs will take away every piece of this land. You! And you, Saad! Talal, the Sword of Goodness, and Zubair, the Sword of Islam, you always sit down for consultation. Why aren't you consulting now? We need a hand to swear allegiance to.
And what if no one extends his hand?
We shall appoint a caliph with our swords.
You rely too much on your sword, you rebel. You kill a caliph, and then you appoint a new caliph. The Muslims shouldn't be afraid of anything as long as they have your sword.
A large number of Arabs are wandering around aimlessly like bees that don't have a beehive. You have to start consulting, Commander. Among the groups of people who have come from Kufa and Basra, some people are absent. You can look for the murderers of the caliph among them.
Forget it. Forget it. If swords could talk, they would read out letters of complaint. You rebel. Now you have a sword? What do you need consultation for?
When a wound can be treated, you shouldn't burn it. We want you to find a successor to the murdered caliph, not his murderers. You'll be losers if you miss the deadline, and you won't choose a caliph. I swear to God, the highest judge, who will cut off the heads of all of those who had to do the consultation.
Even Ali?
Even Ali!
Ibn Odes, you're not as strong as when you were in the Battle of Khaibar. Don't give us rhetoric without having thought about it. Ask your father about it, and he'll tell you what Ali saw Zulfagar did to Amr.
Amr? Which Amr?
Well, don't you know him? No, you don't. I'm sure that even if Ali saw Zulfagar were here, it couldn't deal with the ignorance of some people like you. Where is Abu al-Hasan?
Arabs have been asking the same question for a few days now. Instead of using his Zulfagar, he shovels the ground and plants vegetables. He digs well with a pickaxe. Didn't you hear him say that he wouldn't trade his old patched shoes for ruling over Arabs? He said that our world is less valuable than the sneezing of a goat for him. He's turned his back on us. Why shouldn't we turn our backs on him? I'm sure that he's sitting in his house right now and treating the wounds of his sons, Hassan and Hussein, who have received injuries while defending the murdered caliph. He's grieving for the caliph, isn't he? Okay. Then you three guys should appoint a caliph from among yourselves.
You can do it.
Which one of you is ready to extend your hand?
You can choose. Talal, the Source of Goodness, or Zubair, the Sword of Islam.
Say it, Zubair.
Well, when fate wants me to be the caliph, I'll be a sinner if I don't agree. We have to see what the people want.
Oh, Sheikh, the people want a caliph. Appoint a caliph among yourselves.
Piece it here.
Oh, my God.
And those foremost in faith will be foremost in the hereafter. These will be nearest to God, Sadiq. You're one of the pioneers of Mohammed's religion. Oh, faithful man, you were the person who broke the legendary gates of the Iranian borders. Fanatic Zoroastrian priests converted to Islam because of your sword. Why are you evading the responsibility? You deserve to wear the cloak of the Caliphate.
Well, we are similar in our backgrounds, brother, but what about in religion? I've wasted my life for journeys, business, and, of course, wars. He is alone, and he doesn't have any associates. But I didn't understand the meaning. I didn't. I need your prayers. I know that the compassionate God treats his creatures with mercy, and you are a relative of prophets and caliphs. You, Tala, the source of goodness. You are Abu Bakr Siddiq's nephew, and you, Zubair, you're Abu Bakr's son-in-law, and also the prophet's brother-in-law
yes.
and his cousin. Extend your hand, Zubair. We will swear allegiance to you.
What are you doing? You poor people. What on earth are you saying? The caliphate isn't a burden that just anyone can carry. The cloak that you're offering to each other isn't something you can buy or sell. We haven't bought it from peddlers. This cloak is paid for by the blood of great men, like Hamza or Muhammad's broken tooth in the battle of Uhud. If bloodline is a priority, Ali comes from the Prophet's household. If the sword is a priority, Muhammad's religion has gained a lot of success by Ali's sword. If religion is a priority, I'm not a man of my word if I don't compensate for a moment of Ali's deviation from religion with 500,000 dirhams. And in judgment, I may remind you, the previous caliphs would beg for his arbitration. Let's look for clean hands, brother. Ali sent the Prophet's grandchildren to face danger and defend the Caliph. I swear to God that the most righteous man among us is Ali.
Of course. We were hopeful that we would swear allegiance to Ali. You saw, you heard that he didn't agree.
You have to insist.
He said he wasn't interested in governorship.
The Prophet said, I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its gate. It isn't fair that we have a gate to the city of knowledge like Ali. But he isn't our leader. Haven't you heard the saying by the Prophet, of whomsoever I had been leader, Ali here is to be their leader.
No one has ever doubted Ali's virtues, Hakim. We insisted, but he didn't agree. Should we force him?
You have to assign him. You have to assign him. You're sheikhs and you consult with each other. For sure, you know when you should consult. The murdered caliph was one of the companions. Who would always consult, wouldn't he? You saw how he ended up. You rebel! Do you want to appoint a caliph? The problem isn't to appoint a caliph. The problem is to appoint the right caliph. When all of you believe that Ali is the most knowledgeable, the most just, and the most pious man among us. Ali is religiously duty-bound to become the caliph. He can't disagree. If he sees your enthusiasm, he'll agree to it.
Did you hear that, men? You have to ask for it with enthusiasm.
Ali is a master! 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 Ali is a master!
Oh, people!
Ali is a master!
Now that all of you want Ali unanimously, then stay united. If Ali agrees to it, so much the better. If he doesn't, we'll use our swords and we'll force him to wear this cloak.
Ali is our master! 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 Ali is our master!
What should we do, Abba Mohammed?
We will accept this rule. Palaces of Kafur and Basra are enough for us.
Ali is our master! 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 Ali is our master!
Brothers, Ali has one condition.
People don't look a gift horse in the mouth, Amar.
Yes, they don't. But what if you give him the dragon with seven heads that has already swallowed up a caliph? Oh, people! If you want Ali to agree to your request, he'll rule based on his own jurisprudence. I know how my master thinks. If Ali becomes the caliph, he'll get back the usurped assets even if you've given them as marriage portion to your wives. Those who have channeled other people's water for themselves, have hidden their cattle and have slum maids in their arms, have to know that Abu Talib's sons will ask them how they've obtained those assets. Those who have embraced Islam for a long time now and have fought wars and were companions of the Prophet have to know that they'll get the rewards for their good deeds from God, not from the public treasury. With what I said, are you still insisting on pledging allegiance to Ali?
Ali's conditions are what the people want. Only those who have gotten used to stealing from the treasury should be afraid. Instead of grain, they've swallowed up gold coins, one after another. These weak people are like a person who's fallen into a well and needs Ali's justice to be saved. Oh, people, do you accept Ali's conditions?
Ali is our master! 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 Ali is our master!
Why are you crying, Amar?
It reminded me of conquering Mecca. When I saw Bilal on the rooftop of Kaaba and heard him call people for prayer, I was in tears of joy.
Ali is our master.
Ali is our master.
Ali is our master.
Ali is our master.
our master. Ali is 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 our master.
Oh, congratulations, Ali. The Caliphate of Ali ibn Abi Talib will give fresh blood to the weak body of Muhammad's Ummah.
Ayesha has risen up in Mecca to take revenge for the murdered caliph. The people in Mecca have gathered around her camel to support her cause. We should also take refuge in Mecca. I swear on the dried clots of blood. I won't give up before I kill the caliph's murderers.
The caliph's murderers are in the caliph's house. Have you washed your hands, Marwan? Have you repented? God might accept your repentance if you swear allegiance to Ali.
I've come back from death. Don't you believe
You've come back from death, but you're blind, Marwan.
Mariam, our father's soul will tremble in heaven because of your disrespectful words. Our father always loved Marwan so much he was ready to die in order to save our father. But God wanted him to stay alive so he could take revenge for our father's blood. I will also go to Mecca with Marwan.
It's the wrong decision to go to Kaaba today. Whoever wants Kaaba should follow Kaaba's son in Medina as their leader.
Didn't you hear that? If you don't want to swear allegiance, you have to introduce a guarantor so you wouldn't revolt and take advantage of your father Omar's influence against Ali.
I don't see any guarantors here.
Oh, Commander, if you allow me, I'll cut off his head.
If Ali guarantees that, will you agree?
I will agree.
If Ali guarantees someone, They should never betray him.
Ali tied me up and sealed my mouth with the guarantee.
I had told you. The Caliphate gear is too big for our friend. 1, 2, 3. I got my share from Ali. Getting 3 dinars from Ali isn't something easy. It's a blessing as big as the treasury. Oh, God.
Did he really give equal shares to everyone?
Arabs and non-Arabs, children and old people, rich and poor, servants and masters, they're all equal for him. Those who had recently sworn their allegiances to him got 3 dirhams, the same amount the immigrant and helper companions had already received. I wish you had heard his impassioned sermon.
You had to see what the disqualified caliphs looked like, Bawan.
Talha and Zubair looked like someone whose house has been looted. They were just gnashing their teeth without saying anything.
This man will pave the way for us with his justice. The disillusioned caliphs will soon kill the person who has taken refuge in Kaaba. They will kill the caliph.